Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. After a New York jury determined Live Nation and Ticketmaster eliminated competition and drove up costs for fans, artists, and venues, Tennessee's attorney general is calling for a breakup. Jonathan Scarametti was part of the coalition that brought a monopoly lawsuit. After the verdict, he released a statement saying the company's, quote, ripped off consumers for decades. He also said, quote, it's been over 40 years since an antitrust case resulted in breaking up a company, and I think we're due. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced it will roll back Biden-era regulations on coal ash. That's a toxic byproduct of burning coal that can contain heavy metals like arsenic or lead. WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports the survivors of coal ash spills are furious.
Jessica Waller Downs' father was one of the first workers called out to the Tennessee Valley Authority's Kingston Fossil Plant in 2008 when 4 million tons of coal ash spilled into the East Tennessee Valley.
He actually worked waist deep in it, so he would come home covered in it, completely covered. You know, my mom would do his laundry, you know, things like that, the typical, you know, housewife would do.
In just 8 years, Waller Downs watched as both her middle-aged parents withered and died. She says she's fearful it could happen again after the TVA announced earlier this year it's doubling down on coal-fired power plants. Now she says she's angry that the EPA plans to roll back rules to regulate the coal ash the plant will produce.
It's infuriating, you know? I don't trust anybody in the government anymore. I have no trust with them.
The TVA declined an interview for this story. In a statement, a spokesperson said the federal utility will always implement best practices to ensure coal ash sites are safe. I'm Pierce Gentry, WUOT News.
WUOT and WPLN are members of the collaborative, the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom.